Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 12:20, up 50 on the open. May, 12:08, up 48. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 12:46, up 173 on the open. May, 11:39, up 53. July, 10:45, up 45. December, 10:70, up 49 on the open. And the July of 2009 contract, and 9.78, up 8 on the open. March corn opened at 5.56, up 10 on the open. May, 5.67.5, up 11. July, 5.79, up 10.5. September, 5.82.5, up 7.25. December, 5.75.5, up 10.75. March of 2009, 5.87.5, up 15.5. December of 2009, 5.49.5, up 11 on the open. March beans opened at 15.70, up 48 on the open. May, 15.86.5, up 50. July, 15.96, up 40. August, 15.63, up 48. September, 14.99, up 44. November, 14.59, up 33. January, 14.68, up 33. March, 14.60, up 25. May, 14.50, up 15. July, 14.70, up 27 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.80.50, up 4.80 on the open. May, 3.85.50, up 3.30. March soybean oil opened at 70.50, up 2.35 on the open. May, 70.82, up 200. March feeders opened at 103.40, down 25 on the open. April live cattle open at 94.05, down 27.5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 59.70, down 25 on the open. And March bellies open at 86.50, down 1.10 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
We're keeping track of the latest weather conditions as it relates to travel tomorrow to the all-day Agricultural Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. A little bit later this morning, we'll have discussions with a number of meteorologists about their thoughts about travel concerns and the timing of the storm that is potentially going to arrive overnight into tomorrow. And based on that information, we'll work with them and try to do our best to create safe travel windows for you. If it means that tomorrow, for example, that it might make sense to leave a little bit earlier, we might go ahead and do that. And we'll just play it a little bit by ear throughout the day today. But as of now, the all-day Agricultural Outlook meeting still on the docket at the Beef House tomorrow. Registration kicking off at 8:15 a.m. Eastern, 7:15 a.m. Central. And, of course, the all-day Agricultural Outlook meeting made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, the Andersons, and Cargill. Let's go ahead and check in with Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, to see what's going on in the marketplace. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as I look at the market, it looks like we're really moving to the upside pretty much across the grain complex. And what is the leader today?
Well, definitely the bean oil. The Asian vegetable oil market just literally exploded to the upside, one of the largest gains ever seen in modern-day history. Sharply higher values. Chinese ag minister continue to give hints that they're concerned about food inflation, and in China particularly, and they could be a buyer of world grain products. A couple of the provinces in China are experiencing some dry conditions too. So with production uncertainty in this new crop year for China, and the condition they've been looking at here for the last 2 years, continues to put fuel on the fire, with vegetable oil being the leader, pulling beans and spilling over to the rest of the commodity complex. As far as the outside markets, there's some support there. Crude oil is up $1.50, gold, silver sharply higher, Dow's lower, the dollar is weaker. And we're seeing that continued theme of more funds flowing into the commodity complex. We're at first of the month already here, first of March, unbelievable. Typically, we've seen strength the first few days of the new month with new investment money coming into the marketplace.
Let's explore the China piece a little bit further, Kurt. And let me ask you, what factors, what fundamentals make the U.S. at the moment still a preferred deliverer over South America?
Well, location, 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 I guess, is probably the main theme. Brazilian beans were as much as a dollar cheaper, so, you know, price-wise, you know, they might be a little bit better looking at raw price, but it doesn't matter where South America, North America, wherever, China's going to be a buyer here for a while, it looks like. So typically the demand shifts to the southern hemisphere, and they will get the lion's share because they have the most available supplies to be had right now. But it's going to be a joint effort. It's going to take U.S. supplies plus South American supplies combined to continue to feed Asia's big appetite for world grain.
What factors will make you believe or make or give you early indication that the so-called fight for acres is winding down?
Well, there's this fight for acres everywhere. I mean, all commodities, grain commodities, need acres, more acres. When it winds down, you know, it'll wind down as we go into this spring when it's in the ground. That'll be the end of it, because what's in the ground's in the ground. What will happen after that, we'll fight for available supplies. We'll find out what commodity is going to be shortchanged. Then we'll look at the supply-demand balance sheet by plugging yield in there against the acres we see that went into the ground, and then we'll add weather or future demand to that and let the games begin again.
The reason I bring the question up is that we've been constantly over the last several sessions making new contract highs or close to contract highs in both corn and beans, and I'm wondering, you know, does this sort of price activity from a technical and or fundamental standpoint continue until the planting intentions report or not?
Well, that's a good question. That could be the highlight. For some of these commodities, it depends what type of acreage we get. But seasonally and typically, we've been seeing the grain market stay firm until about mid-March. And so timing's getting close on it. As far as fundamental events, it's going to take, some confirmation out of the southern hemisphere as we get into March, late March here, or at the end of the month here, and see what the acreage numbers are. You know, as far as looking for a top, I would suggest watching the hourly chart. That would be your first indication, technically, that we could be primed for maybe trying to find another top here.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing. He's in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at Mike Sola's current two-state forecast. He tells us a winter storm warning is in effect for southwest Illinois this afternoon through tomorrow evening. A winter storm watch is in effect in central Illinois from this evening through tomorrow evening, and from west central Indiana through northeastern Indiana this evening through Wednesday morning. And winter weather advisories are in effect for a portion of northern Illinois through noon today and southeastern Illinois from this evening through tomorrow night. And flood watches are in effect for most of Illinois and Indiana. Current tick in Kansas City, March wheat at 12.20 up 50, July 11.16 up 28. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 12.46 up 173, July 10.42 up 42. March corn, 5.57.5 up 11.5. May 5.68.5 up 12. July 5.81.25 up 12.75. December 5.79.5 up 14.75. March beans 15.58 up 36. November 14.51 up 25. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.